I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting more reaction after a U.S.-led coalition, including the United States, France, and Britain, launched the strikes early Saturday morning, firing 105 missiles at three Syrian chemical weapons facilities. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
We obliterated the major research facility that it used to assemble weapons of mass murder. I spoke to the president this morning, and he said if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. When our president draws a red line, our president enforces the red line.
But the Syrian government and its allies have denounced the attacks.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has called the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syria a military crime. He spoke at a meeting with officials and ambassadors from some Islamic countries. A report quotes Khamenei calling the leaders of the U.S., Britain and France, the countries that launched the attack, criminals. The Allies' operation was intended to punish Syrian President Bashar Assad for an apparent chemical attack against civilians and to deter him from doing it again.
U.S. military officials said an initial assessment showed every one of the missiles struck its target, reducing the facilities to rubble while avoiding any civilian casualties. An American pastor in prison in Turkey since December of 2016 will now go on trial Monday, facing up to 35 years in prison. Pastor Andrew Brunson will stand facing charges of committing crimes on behalf of terror groups without being a member and espionage. He was arrested over a year ago for alleged connections to both an outlawed Kurdish insurgent group and followers of an exiled Muslim cleric. This is VOA News. Afghanistan reported deadly border skirmishes with Pakistan Sunday, but it was not known immediately who initiated it. A regional Afghan police chief told VOA the clashes erupted early morning along the border district in southeastern province of Khost and that the exchange of fire was ongoing. A general claimed two Pakistani border forces and an Afghan civilian were killed, several others wounded. Pakistan military spokesman said that there is some exchange of fire. While U.S. President Donald Trump remains in the United States to deal with the conflict in Syria, Vice President Mike Pence is in Peru for the Summit of the Americas, where he is smoothing over differences with Mexico, America's southern neighbor, amid unease over the Trump decision to send troops to the border and also harsh rhetoric on immigration. With tensions over trade, Pence expressed hope alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. could soon agree to a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement.
President Trump has said, as President Peña Nieto has said, there is a definite positive momentum. We are making good progress at the negotiating table. There is a desire and a recognition by all three NAFTA partners that the timelines imposed upon us by both the imminent Mexican elections and the upcoming American midterms means that we have a certain amount of pressure to try and move forward successfully in the coming weeks.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Seated alongside Trudeau, Mike Pence said that there was a real possibility the U.S. could reach a deal with Canada and Mexico on NAFTA within the next several weeks. Myanmar said Saturday that it has repatriated its first family of Rohingya refugees. Rights groups say that the move amounts to a publicity stunt because security concerns for the returning Rohingyas have not been addressed. The United Nations refugee group said Friday that the conditions in Myanmar are not yet conducive for returns to be safe, dignified, and sustainable. The second annual March for Science was held on the National Mall in Washington Saturday, and more than 200 similar events were held around the world. Thousands of people attended the flagship event in Washington, but the turnout was notably smaller than it was last year. This year, March for Science organizers also rallied support to lift the ban on gun violence research. Meanwhile, gun rights supporters, many carrying rifles and ammunition, gathered at state capitals across the U.S. on Saturday to push back against efforts to pass stricter gun control laws they fear threaten their constitutional rights. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA with all-